You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Many young people today, in order to cope with the problems and frustrations they face, are turning to alcohol. If you are one of them, I've got good news for you. There is a better way.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, the number of people now using alcohol as an answer to life's problems is increasing dramatically. By the power of your Holy Spirit, expose this great deception of the devil. Lord, many who are trapped by the abuse of alcohol know it is wrong, but feel powerless. Through your word and spirit, give unto these people your almighty strength, the strength spoken of in the Bible when it says, that power is the same divine energy which was demonstrated in Christ when he raised him from the dead. God grant this to all who seek the Savior. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Are you between 13 and 24 years of age? Do you find it necessary to use beer or alcohol in order to face certain situations in your life? Are you constantly drinking more to satisfy your needs? Many young people who drink are alcoholics. Do you think that you might be one of them? The questions I have just asked are those used by Mr. Joe Bennett of the New York Council on Alcoholism. He is one of an increasing number of individuals deeply concerned about the dramatic increase in alcohol consumption by young people. Out of love for these young people and a concern for the problems they face today, Mr. Bennett and others are doing everything possible to release youth trapped by the deception of alcohol. They seek to free young people from the terrible life of misery, hopelessness, and despair. If you can identify with this problem, if you find it necessary to drink beer or hard liquor, or if you are now being tempted to use alcohol to help you get through the problems and challenges you face, stay tuned. Don't move your radio dial. There is a better way to face life than through alcohol's numbness, stupors, hangovers, and blackouts. There is a way that you can positively and confidently, without alcohol, handle any problems or challenges you are now facing. Problems with your parents at home, problems with your teachers at school, with your friends, or where you work. This superior, non-hangover type of life-giving help is available to you today. It is found in the strong and assuring words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of John. Listen to Jesus as he says to you, in this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. What Jesus in effect is saying is simply this, in this world all of us will have problems. That's the way it will be, Jesus said. But don't despair, don't turn to alcohol. Our Savior is saying, cheer up, I have overcome the world, and I can give you strength to overcome any problem, no matter how difficult it may be. Jesus is simply saying to you today, Don't turn to those things that will make your situation even worse. And Jesus offers you not only advice, but even the very power to handle your problems and begin a new life. No one understands the problems you are facing today better than Jesus does. He came down from heaven to be a man and to live in the same world in which you and I are now living. He experienced all the fears and uncertainties of life. Every day, he faced social pressures, family pressures, and peer group pressures, the same as you may be facing at this very moment. The prophet Isaiah reminds us of this when he says, "In all their distress, he too was distressed." When Jesus was under stress, strain, and temptation, he did not turn to alcohol or drugs for help. No, he turned to his heavenly Father in prayer. Even in the grief-saddened hours in the Garden of Gethsemane, shortly before his death, Jesus did not rely on any type of mind-numbing food or drink to help him face his murderous enemies. At the height of the crisis, Jesus turned to his loving heavenly Father. From the Father, he received unwavering strength and a deep inner peace. With unbelievable calmness, he faced those who conspired to kill him, and they finally accomplished their dastardly goal when Jesus was hung on the cross. Since Jesus was God, he could have prevented his own death, but he didn't. Out of love, he gave up his life for you and for me. He knew it was necessary to suffer and to die. If Jesus had refused to go to the cross, you and I today would not have the gift of redemption in his sin-atoning blood. The Bible itself beautifully summarizes the situation in these encouraging words found in Hebrews chapter 5 when it says, "During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission." The Holy Scriptures continue by saying, "Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him." The terrible humiliation which Jesus experienced on the cross did not last long. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. He publicly proclaimed victory over his enemies. He publicly demonstrated his power over sin, death, and the strongest forces of the devil. The Bible records this stunning victory in Colossians chapter 2 when it says, "And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." And now Jesus is offering you that same almighty power. It may seem incredible, but it is actually true. A deep inner strength to help you with any problems you may now be facing. St. Paul describes it in his letter to the Ephesians when he says, "And how tremendous is the power available to us who believe in God." He continues by saying, "That power is the same divine energy which was demonstrated in Christ when he raised him from the dead." Imagine, power like that which raised Jesus from the dead is available to us, to you, through faith. Jesus said, "In this world you will have troubles." Our Savior knew all too well, and the Bible clearly teaches that the devil is constantly roaming the world as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Alcoholism is one of the most cunningly effective traps the devil has ever devised to snare and ruin the lives of both young people and adults. Each year, nearly 10,000 young people in the United States alone are killed in car accidents involving alcohol. To include alcohol-related casualties in Canada would drive the figure even higher. In addition, another 40,000 are disfigured, crippled, many of them permanently. Faced with these chilling and rapidly rising statistics, is it any wonder that the Bible warns in Proverbs chapter 20, "Wine is a mocker and beer a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise." According to U.S. News and World Report, many scholars now blame the growth of teenage alcoholism on the permissiveness of parents and affluence of youth. Studies indicate that parents are frequently the major contributing factor to youth alcoholism. The example set by many parents today virtually erodes any strength their own children have to fight against becoming an alcoholic. A high school principal, quoted in a major news magazine, put it this way: drinking is a much more difficult problem to handle than drugs. How can you send a kid home to explain that he's being disciplined for drinking when he may have to tell that to his parents, who are having their second drink before dinner? In this sin-filled world in which we live, people will always abuse alcohol, both young people and adults. Alcohol has been used and abused for thousands of years at parties and for special kicks. This, however, is not the primary concern today. Today, instead of using alcohol occasionally at special gatherings and for kicks, an increasing number of young people are relying on it several times a week or even every day. This is the concern: the fact that many young people are turning to alcohol as an answer to frustrations and problems they are experiencing. Difficulties they face at home with their parents, difficulties with their teachers in school, and an increasing number of run-ins with the local police. If you today are one of those relying on alcohol to get you through life, listen closely. There is another way. There is a better way. Listen to Jesus as he says to you, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world." Jesus wants to give you something better than a short-term, deceptively numbing effect of alcohol. He wants to give you that same almighty power he used to overcome the world. Turn to Jesus today. Turn to him in prayer. There is tremendous power in prayer. Heed the words of 1 Chronicles chapter 16, which says, "Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually." With a repentant heart, seek the Lord. When you do this, the words of the Lord recorded by the psalmist will give you great encouragement. Our Lord says, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him and show him my salvation." By faith, feed your soul, receive your strength from the living Word of God. Let the Word of God strengthen and empower you. Don't expect bells to ring and lightning to flash immediately. But as you read the Word daily, and as you hear it preached in church on Sunday, and as you receive the life-giving body and blood of Christ in the Holy Sacrament, your body and soul will be nourished and strengthened. Trust in the encouraging words of our Lord recorded in 1 John chapter 5, which says, "For everyone born of God has overcome the world, even our faith." The Bible continues by saying, "Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." There are many today who are willing to give advice on how to overcome the problems of alcohol. Those trapped by alcohol, however, quickly realize that mere advice is usually of little value. The great thing about Jesus is that he gives not only advice, but he also gives the very strength and power to face the challenge. When Jesus first spoke the words, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world," he was speaking to his disciples. They were greatly worried and perplexed as to how they would get along alone once Jesus ascended into heaven. They did not worry long. Jesus gave them a spirit of power, a spirit which changed helpless men and women into disciples of confidence and boldness, disciples who faced every problem and challenge with a confidence that even stunned their enemies. In the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, we read that when the enemies of the disciples saw the courage of Peter and John, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. You who are fighting the challenge of alcoholism today, remember, you cannot do it alone. Make sure you are active in a Bible-preaching church, a church which is a strong Bible-centered youth group, a church where a strong and warm Christian fellowship exists. If you are unaware of a Bible-proclaiming church, write us, and we will refer you to one, a fellowship of Christians who, by the power of God, will help and encourage you. Don't be like many today who try to get by with minimal help from the Lord by staying home and getting religion only on radio or television. When you do this, you are cutting yourself off from the power of the publicly proclaimed Word and Sacrament and the sustenance available through Christian fellowship. Even though many people today feel they can be a Christian without going to church, remember the warning recorded in Hebrews chapter 10, which says, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. By faith, nourish your body and soul on the life-giving Word of God. There is a better way to get through life than by relying on alcohol. Use the Word. Turn to Jesus. Jesus is saying to you today, in the world, you will have problems. But take heart, I have overcome the world." And now would you join your thoughts with a hymn writer who said, "I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him." God grant this to each one of you listening today. Amen.